Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jet fans, Aaron Rodgers spoke, and he still loves us. He still wants to be a New York Jet, but do we want him? All I want from my franchise, and this is beyond Aaron Rodgers, is I want to be a functioning franchise. And I want the general manager, whoever Woody Johnson hires, even if I hate the person, not personally, of course, sports-wise, even if I don't trust the person. We as sports fans can scream and yell about the people we want and don't want. Once they're hired, we got no other choice but to wrap our legs around them and hope they're right. That's our right. Only option. So I just want that general manager to have as many tools in the toolbox when he takes this job. And Aaron Rodgers is a tool. I didn't even mean to do that. Aaron Rodgers is like a hammer, or maybe he's a nail, or maybe he's I can't really name more than two tools, so you're going to have to help me out on this.
A drill, a wrench,
a screwdriver.
Yeah. Yes, one of those.
And hacksaw, pair of pliers.
Look at you. You guys are so handy. I've done nothing. I try to be handy, and then my wife yells at me. But I want that general manager to be able to make any decision he wants with as many options, including the Aaron Rodgers option. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Frank's in Jersey. How are you, Frank?
Going on, Evan and Teague. Love the show.
Appreciate it.
Wanted to chime in a little bit on the Aaron Rodgers debate. Me and my friends have been having this all week and for the past few weeks, and I just don't understand how anybody can have the mindset that you don't want Aaron Rodgers back. Of course, I want the GM to make that decision, but we all wanted Aaron Rodgers. We bought the book by Ian O'Connor. We bought the jerseys. We sent the hype videos, and now all of a sudden we lose, and we just want him to go away and retire. Like, I don't understand that mindset. You might as well go be a Detroit Pistons fan and want to lose for the rest of your life, because he is going to make this team the most competitive, and I don't understand what other route you would want to go.
Can I give you, let me argue with you then, all right? Let me argue your friend's perspective. Yeah. If this team continues to lose, and Aaron Rodgers continues to look inconsistent, or dare I say starts to even look worse, why would you want him back if you're starting to evaluate that maybe he doesn't have anything left?
That's one perspective. I just, like, so far, obviously we got to see how it plays out. I don't agree with it. I mean, I don't think he's the main problem of this team. I think, and plus, if you want to go get a rookie quarterback, who better to learn from? I know he's not that kind of guy, like, so the media likes to spin, but I think he would be a nice veteran quarterback.
Well, okay. If he's willing to do that, if he's willing to be that bridge and not be bitter about the Jets using a top five pick on a quarterback, and he says all the right things, I would consider it. But the other thing you got to keep in mind is you said he's not the number one problem. Okay, he's not the number one problem, but he's a part of the problem. And if you took every quarterback in the NFL and you ranked them, where's Aaron Rodgers right now? Where is he?
I mean, he's maybe 20. Maybe.
Maybe. Well, doesn't that tell you everything?
Yeah.
If we're talking about a maybe 20 guy at 40 years old, he may be maybe 20 at 41 years old. That's not the guy you were describing at the beginning of your phone call where we were all buying the jerseys and getting the Ian O'Connor book.
Well, I think also, like, if you're going to use Aaron Rodgers as this bridge quarterback, I don't think it's not like the Giants used Kurt Warner when they brought him in simply to hold the spot until they felt like Eli was ready. I think what Aaron Rodgers as a bridge quarterback for this, whatever the next iteration of the Jets team looks like, and coaching, general manager, everything else, is you're there to win. You're there to help this new coach win right away. And by extension, whoever they draft or whoever they bring in as that young developmental future quarterback is gonna learn. Not dissimilar to how Jordan Love sat and learned. I don't think Aaron Rodgers was going out of his way to, all right, kid, let me show you how we go about breaking down whatever film and your process. I don't think he was doing any of that. I think he was just being himself, and Jordan was watching, right? And he picked up some of those good habits, picked up some of the bad ones too. But I think ultimately, Aaron Rodgers as a mentor is not he's not mentoring. He's just kind of being himself.
Right.
Right. That's how I see it happening. And I don't think there's a better player to do that other than him, because it helps you win. You're not going through the growing pains of a young quarterback.
Well, you hit on
losing.
You hit on the second possibility. What if the new general manager and head coach prefers to lose in the first year? And eyes arch, man.
Yeah, but how do you do that? So it's so hard to...
You don't start the better quarterback. You actually move on from the better quarterback.
Think about that, though. Because whatever your record becomes, you're saddled with it.
I get you.
It sticks. It doesn't leave you.
Right.
Right? It's what you are and how people will evaluate you, fair or not.
But you
won't look at the circumstances.
Okay, but do you think...
Think about what we did with Spags yesterday.
No, you're right. Called. But do you think a new general manager, when he takes this job, would say, hey, my plan is to bottom out in turning this franchise around? You don't think there is a GM who would consider that his best option? And if that's the case, then isn't that exactly what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if this wasn't, just to take our team, I don't know if this was not the Giants' plan. Right, we don't have a good enough roster. We know this. I mean, Joe Shane told me as such. We're not good enough right now. There are going to be some games we're going to be in because Dave's going to coach them up, and they're going to play hard. They're going to be tight games. There's other games we're going to get our asses kicked. It's basically what the expectation was. They outperformed their own expectation because they got a contract year performance from Daniel Jones. So even if it is your plan, you inadvertently could be good. You know what I mean?
No, I see that happening right now in basketball.
Right.
The team I'm rooting for is trying to, quote-unquote, lose, and they're coming back from 18 down against the Warriors.
Y'all are about to be 500.
I know. Ken is calling from Wilton, Connecticut. How are you, Ken?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
What's up?
Excellent. All right, so I agree with Tiki. I disagree totally with Evan on this. I think that Rodgers is a guy who is in the twilight of his career, obviously. He's given us 3 wins in 2 years, okay? If you're managing this business, this team, you got to say to yourself, where's this guy going to be? What's he going to go? He's going to get 9 wins next year? I don't think so. The defense was the best it was last year. His year to win was last year.
I know.
Right.
I know.
Right.
You're right about that, and that sucks to look back on. When you look at the way the defense was playing last year as compared to the way it's been playing this year, and it's weird. Their stats, their overall numbers are actually very similar, but if you watch the 2 defenses, you see the big difference.
Yeah.
That would have been the year. The Jets won 7 games with some of the worst quarterback play in the history of football. They won 7 games with some of the worst red zone percentages in the history of football. They won 7 games with some of the worst third down completion percentages in the history of football. Even if you had this version of Aaron Rodgers on last year's team, they accidentally win 10 games.
I know. You're right. But unfortunately, it's turned into a cluster.
It has. You want to use that last word?
Nope.
Because I do sometimes.
Everybody knows it.
Mike's in Oceanside. How are you, Mike?
What up?
What's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Good.
What's up?
Good. I don't think we should cut Aaron Rodgers. It would just further the embarrassment of this organization of just firing and cutting people. But whoever the new general manager coming in is, has his work cut out for him. Not just the quarterback. We got 30 contracts coming up at the end of the year. And the majority of our talent's going to be up in 2025, 26. So what are we doing here?
That's the real question that you need to get answered from all these GM candidates. The Jets could go about this in a few different ways. One route would be, we got a pretty good roster. We got a lot of talent on this team. I like Sauce Gardner. He'll bounce back. I like Quinnen Williams. He signed long-term. I love Garrett Wilson. I love Breece Hall. I love Braylon Allen. I even like some parts of this offensive line. Like, you can see how a general manager would take over this team and say, we're not that far off. But you bring up the money aspect of it. You have to pay Sauce Gardner soon. You're already paying Quinnen Williams. You have to pay Garrett Wilson. Would a new general manager... And this would be painful. I'll be the first to tell you this, especially as a season ticket holder. Does a new GM come in and say, yeah, I'm going to take some of that talent. I'm going to trade it away. I'm going to trade it away because we need to reset the clock on this roster. We can't pay $100 million to a cornerback. We can't do it. We can't pay top money for a wide receiver in Garrett Wilson. We can't do it. And so it's up to Woody Johnson, and this is why I have no trust, because I don't trust Woody Johnson, to hear the different visions that these candidates have and find out which guy do you trust the most. Look, as a diehard fan, I think most of us kind of like the idea of trying to reorder this thing and win immediately because they have a lot of talent on their roster. Who wants to sit through another rebuild? It feels like we've been sitting through a rebuild for 50 years. Now we got to do another rebuild? But I think those are two avenues that a new general manager could go down. Hitting the reset button on this roster or saying, hey, this roster is pretty good. If I make a couple of moves here and there and I hire the right head coach, we can win.
Yeah, but you have to get the quarterback of the future on the roster. That's the challenge.
And you know what else you need? And I really think this has held the team back, with all due respect to Robert Saleh. I think they needed better coaching. I wonder about the last 4 years. I do. I wonder about the roster over the last 3 years, and I say to myself, if they had good coaching, if they had, you know what? I'm going to make you guys feel good.
All right.
I'm going to put you guys over. If they had Brian Daboll for the last 3 years, what would happen? What would have happened with the Jets? It's a fair question. What would have happened if the defense was performing well? You hire the right guy. Maybe him and Wink stay together and they get along. And you have Brian Daboll nurturing Zach Wilson.
I was going to say, honestly, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be here.
Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be here, but maybe you would have gotten better performances out of Zach the last 2 years.
Yeah.
To where the seven-win seasons would have been 9-win seasons.
Last year, they won 7 with Daboll. They could have won 9 games.
Without a doubt. Maybe 10. Who knows?